Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. So here's what we're going to center on today. You don't need to feel good to get going. You just simply need to get going in order to give yourself the opportunity to feel good. So you don't need to feel good. You don't need to feel like the moment is right. You don't need to feel like the circumstances are in place and everything is trending in your favor to get going on something, to do something, to take action. Rather, what you should do is simply get going. Take action. Do something. Put yourself, put something in motion. This is contrary to how a lot of us think and feel. A lot of us, myself included, we're patient, or we think we're being patient. We're essentially sitting around. If we're being honest with ourselves, a lot of us, a lot of times, it's called procrastination. We're simply waiting for everything to feel right, everything to just line up. And then we're going to know that moment when it occurs. And then at that point, whatever it is we have in mind to do, then we'll go do that thing. But we got to make sure that things line up first, that I feel the right way, that things before I take on that action, that they've gone the right way, they're set up the right way. So then whatever it is that I'm going to do, that it would go well, that I would be successful, that it would turn out the way that I want it to. But let's stop here for a second and let's think about how that way of doing things, which many of us have done in the past, how this way of doing things, how has it gone for us historically? How has it gone for you to wait around, to be thinking about, is this the right time to do this? Should I not? No, let me wait a little bit more. Okay, I need to have this happen over here first, and then this needs to be ready, and then this has to look this way, and I have to feel this way, and the clock keeps ticking, and nothing's really happening. Now, you don't have to feel good to get going. Let's back up. When we're waiting for that divine moment, I'll call it, how do we feel? How do you feel in that moment? You'd probably agree with me that there's some kind of stress, some kind of anxiety that accompanies that waiting period for that divine moment, for those circumstances to line up, for us to feel good. There's the whole stress and anxiety of, is this it? Should I go now? Did I wait too long? Has the moment passed? Is it here? Is it coming? When? There's all that going on. So it actually doesn't produce what we would think it would. Which is, if I wait, then I'll feel good, and then that will allow me to go and do, to be in motion. So therefore, if we know and we can see through the fallacy, the foolishness of just waiting and not doing, then this is where it's advice from a lot of successful folks. This is where we flip this thing on its head. And instead we say, just go do. Don't wait. Don't overanalyze and think. Don't allow yourself to become stressed and anxious. Literally, what is it you need to go do? What is it you want to put in motion? What actions do you want to take? Go and do them now. Take action. Go. Get moving. Go. And it works. Hopefully you can identify some moments in your life where you've done things this way. Where maybe you've, for a lot of times, we got fed up with waiting. We got fed up with being stressed. We got fed up with being anxious. We got fed up with, I'm gonna like wait until this particular thing happens before I get in motion. And then it's not happening. And we're like, forget about it. You know what? I'm just gonna go and do. And how did we feel right there? How did you feel when you just did? You said, forget it. I'm out of here. I'm going. I'm gonna do. You felt pretty good, didn't you? That you said enough was enough. I took my time. I took my life. I took my goals in my own hands, and I just went after them, and I just executed and did something. And chances are you felt good about that. So being in motion and doing and accomplishing, that is what makes us feel good. That is what brings us satisfaction. That is what brings us contentment. So go and do. Be in motion. Don't wait for things to line up perfectly for you. You're wasting your time and you're putting yourself in a place emotionally and mentally that's stressful. Instead, just be on the move and make things happen and make progress towards your goals and make progress towards becoming the best version you can of yourself. And you will see how those things, regardless of how you're feeling, by the way, when you start doing them, man, I almost forgot that. Regardless of how you feel when you decide to go do these things. So some of you may say, well, I'm angry right now. I'm frustrated right now. I'm sad right now. I'm feeling, you know, upset with myself right now. Does that mean I should still go and do? Yes, it does. Regardless of how you're feeling, decide to act. And you will see that your mood, your actual mood will change. The anger will subside. The frustration will subside. It will go away. It will diminish. But in order to do that, it is 100% tied to doing. So go and do. All right, y'all. There you have it. Thank you guys for listening. We will chat again soon.